FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and it is Monday, May 15th, 2017. You know, when you look at life, a lot of times it serves you up lemons and you have to turn them into lemonade. Well, person you're about to hear from went through exactly this. You remember the crash, what took place during real estate. It was blood in the streets, and you might have gotten burned in it as well. But rather than sitting back and licking your wounds, Jay Connor, you actually came up with a better way of doing things and are now doing better than ever. And best of all, I guess I'm letting the cat out of the bag a little bit, Jay, but best of all, the banks turned their back on you in your time of need, and now you get to turn your back on them. And that is a great story.
Absolutely, Kerry. I tell you, you know, probably everybody listening here to your show has been through a time in their life where what we were going through, we were going, why in the world is this happening to me? You know, what in the world have I done to deserve this? And when we came out on the other side, wow, what a blessing in disguise it was. And Kerry, as you just alluded to, yeah, you know, my wife, Carol Joy, and I, we've been buying and selling and flipping single family houses for the past 14 years here in Eastern North Carolina. And wow, were things great. I mean, 14 years ago, came out the gate running. And, you know, as you and I were visiting in the past, 8 years ago, I woke up one day, had two deals under contract, over $100,000. In equity that I was going to make on these two houses, called up my banker, and there was this dead silence on the other end of the phone, which, of course, is never a good sign. And I quickly learned in that conversation I'd been cut off with no notice, had an 800 credit score, never late on a payment, and here I am cut off with no notice. And it was a blessing in disguise. In less than 2 weeks, I was introduced to this wonderful world of private money. And since that time, never missed a deal because I didn't have the money. We were able to go out and get over $2 million in less than 90 days of funding. So really, Kerry, the banker did me a huge favor, blessing in disguise.
Yeah, well, life is all about adversity, rising to a challenge, overcoming it, and learning from it, and then improving what you do. So that when the next challenge comes along, you're prepared and you can handle it. And it's a matter of personal growth. So while your story frames itself in money, in terms of finances, I'll bet you were a lot stronger person after you got through with it.
Oh, my lands. Absolutely. I mean, as you said, you know, it's going through the adversities that we really find out, number one, what we're made of. That's where the growth takes place. And, you know, to tell you the truth, if it had not been for being cut off from the banks and going through that situation, number one, I probably still wouldn't be in business. Number two, our business would not have increased three times in 12 months of being cut off. And so as a result of being cut off, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to actually share, as I have now for the past 6 years, traveling the nation. I wouldn't be able to share with other real estate investors to say, hey, you don't have to rely on the banks. You don't have to play by the bank's rules. You get to make your own rules. And as a result, get all the funding that you would want or need, you know, for your deals. So because of the adversity, I was able to actually have a platform of sharing this information with other real estate investors because, quite frankly, as most of us know, the number one thing holding a real estate investor back that's either new or a real estate investor that is seasoned and has been in the business for years, we can always use more funding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Right. I mean, how many deals don't get done because they can't get financed? I mean, that's the majority of them, right?
Oh, exactly. I mean, when I was relying on the banks, you know, over 8 years ago, I had a limit to my line of credit. And if my line of credit was maxed out, I mean, my land, you know, we can talk about creative financing, talking to a seller, owner financing, seller financing, buying subject to the existing note, options, lease options, all that stuff. But what I have discovered is no matter how good of a negotiator we are when it comes to talking to a seller, even 87% of those that are selling a home for sale by owner are going to require all the money when you come to the closing table. And I tell you another thing that's really cool about this world of private money, you bring no money of your own to the closing table. You know, most hard money lenders, they're only going to advance you regardless of how good the deal is, 80% of the purchase.
Yeah.
We have to bring the balance, you know. And in this world, you bring no money of your own table, and we actually get a big check at closing every time we buy.
How good is that? So what about this world of Dodd-Frank and all the limitations that Dodd-Frank put on real estate transactions? Has that had any effect on what you do, Jay?
Actually, it's been another blessing in disguise. The Dodd-Frank regulations, and depending on the SEC attorney that you talk to, the Dodd-Frank regulations, number one, has tightened up and even made borrowing from the banks even tougher than 8 years ago for real estate investors. And as a result, this world of private money has opened up even more. So as far as the regulations go, as doing business with individuals, private lenders from their investment capital or their self-directed IRA accounts, it's actually been a blessing in disguise. And quite frankly, Kerry, if you want my crystal ball, I think Dodd-Frank as it is now, of course, who in the world knows what's in there anyway? It's so humongous and out of control. But my prediction is that we're going to see Dodd-Frank as it is today pretty much going away. But in answer to your question, it's actually a blessing in disguise and opened up even more funding for us.
Really? That's remarkable, because so many people you hear about can't do deals or sell by owner, you know, owner financing and all that, put some pretty substantial limits on. So when you're out there looking for money, Jay, where's the first place you go?
Well, there's actually two primary markets on getting the money from this world of private money. A, you can get the money from people that you already have a relationship with. We call that the warm market. And that could be any relationship. I mean, that can be family, that can be friends, that can be social network groups, et cetera, et cetera. The other place to go is from existing private lenders. Right now, Carol Joy and I have got 44 individual private lenders that are funding our deals. And about half of them actually come from what we call the self-directed IRA market. And I tell you, Kerry, I never even heard about self-directed IRAs until 8 years ago. And the private lenders in my warm market never heard of it either until we told them about it. And so a lot of people don't even know about this vehicle to where they can actually transfer or roll over tax-free and penalty-free their retirement money. So that's one part of the answer to your question. Retirement money, people that have got retirement money from a past job or they've recently retired, they can actually move that money over to a self-directed IRA company, tax-free, penalty-free, and now loan that money out to real estate investors, again, tax-free. And so there's no limit per year as to how much money the people can make. I've got one private lender right now using his retirement funds, and I showed him how to do it, got it all done, you know, done for him. So all he had to do was sign a document, and we took care of it for him. He's making $65,000 a year just from my company, tax-free, by using his retirement funds to fund our business.
Really? That's remarkable. Mm-hmm. Ah, so there's a whole world out there that you've never even heard of that's literally just anxious, can't wait to loan you money if it's a good project, right?
And that's right. I mean, you know, as of today, I mean, here's what's pathetic. I mean, you know, your listeners may be interested in hearing this. Did you know that right now, well, every Thursday in the USA Today, in the money section, every Thursday, on the front page of the money section, left-hand column at the bottom, there's a little green box. And in that green box, every Thursday in USA Today, they publish the national average rates that certificates of deposit are paying right now. And so, I mean, you know, and I speak across the nation and up in Canada. And so every week I ask this question when I'm on stage, and it just blows people's minds. It blew my mind when I started looking at it. Do you know as of today what the average certificate of deposit in a bank is paying per year?
Or,
0.34%.
What term is that? Right, 6 month CD?
That's a 12-month CD.
That's 12 months.
Now, look, you can get downright aggressive, and you can tie your money up for 5 years, and they'll pay you a whopping 0.85% per year.
Isn't that kind to them?
So here's the deal. We've got right now, folks, there's $18 trillion with a T. There's $18 trillion in cash sitting on the sidelines in people's personal money market accounts in cash because the stock market is so volatile. They don't want to put it in a CD at 0.34%. And so we as real estate investors in this wonderful world of private money, it's our moral and ethical responsibility to let them know what they can do with their money. My lands.
Yeah. Hey, absolutely. So, but these people are strangers. How do they know they can trust you? And when are they going to get their money back? You know, there's a million questions running through your mind right now, whether you're an investor or a person that wants to invest capital.
Right. You know, even when I do business with people that I already have a relationship, everybody gets the same protection. First of all, we as real estate investors, we do not borrow any unsecured money in this program. Every lender, every private lender, every individual gets the same protection and security that a bank would. So first of all, we're going to keep the loan a low loan-to-value ratio and keep it conservative. The maximum we're going to borrow, depending on the deal, is only 65 to 75% of the after-repaired value. Secondly, they're going to get a mortgage or a deed of trust. Most people call it a mortgage, depending on the state you're in. In North Carolina, it's a deed of trust. So in the case that the real estate investor does not pay the private lender, then the property does. So they have that security. Mm-hmm. Also, in every promissory note, I do this myself. I teach it to the real estate investors. And in fact, I even have a matching program nationwide where we match up people that want to be private lenders with real estate investors. In every note, I require, and we oversee the paperwork here out of my offices, we require what's called a 90-day call option in the note, which means if the lender, the private lender, has got an emergency that comes up or whatever you know, life or circumstance, then just give a 90-day notice. They can get their money back. That gives plenty of time for us as the real estate investor to find another private lender in our network to just, you know, cash them out and they can get their money back. Now, in most programs, there's a 5% penalty if somebody calls the note due. But in this program, there is no penalty because we'd like to just keep it easy for people to do business together.
Right.
So no unsecured money. No unsecured money.
And the fact that people know they can, you can get your money out when you want it probably stops a lot of people from pulling the trigger.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, another popular question is, well, how much money are we talking about in returns? And so we know the certificate of deposit right now is 0.34% for 12 months. But in this program, depending on the deal, we're paying today on average between 8 and 10%, which is a whole lot more in returns than 0.34%.
And what kind of real estate deals are you buying them? Is this multifamily? Is it just private single family homes that you're flipping?
Yeah, the majority of the business that we do is single family houses. However, the same program for private money or with private money works on commercial as well. It's just a lower interest rate is paid on commercial and the term is a little bit longer in order for the commercial piece of property to get seasoned and then refinanced with a traditional lender cashing out the private lender or private lenders. But the single family houses is primarily where we, you know, focus our attention and where we primarily focus our attention for the real estate investors. But both scenarios work, single family and commercial.
Interesting. Interesting. So what's the average length of these loans that they're making? Your private investors.
So if the money is coming from just investment capital, the average term is 2 years long, okay, with an optional, with the option to renew at the lender's discretion. However, even though the term is 2 years, if the house gets rehabbed and sold and cashed out, of course, that note can be paid off earlier than the 2 years. Mm-hmm. And if it's not cashed out in 2 years, it can be extended at the private lender's discretion. If the money is coming from the private lender's self-directed IRA account, then typically we'll set those up for 5 years because the lender is not looking for that money or investment to come back to them personally. It's just going back into their retirement account. So bottom line, depending on the deal, 2 to 5 years. However, we do have an incentive for the lenders, and that is so that we just don't keep churning money and doing a quick flip and a quick flip and a quick flip. Every deal our lenders do, we give them a minimum of 6 months of interest earned on every deal, just as an incentive to do business with us. And of course, when the lender's cashed out, they're going to want to do another deal ASAP to keep their money at work.
Yeah, that kind of goes without saying. Sounds almost too good to be true if you're a lender, but hey, so if you were going to lend money, Jay, how would you go about finding these private investors?
Yeah. So if you want to be a private lender, first of all, I've got the matching program to where you could reach out to me and I can tell you how that works. Another great place to find real estate investors that want to borrow money and pay these kinds of rates is network with self-directed IRA companies. And if you're not familiar with any of those, you can just simply Google self-directed IRAs or, you know, retirement accounts, and they can be plugged in. I've been doing the same business with the same company for 8 years. And if someone's interested in the self-directed IRAs, in fact, Carrie, you and I may want to talk about that sometime in the future because we could spend the entire time just on self-directed IRAs. I'll be glad to plug them into that as well.
That sounds really good. Hey, one other last question, then we have to go. Timing-wise, from the time you identify a property you want to closing, how long does it take to line up the loan?
Oh, my lands. Whew. That, I'm so glad you asked this question. So if I'm borrowing money as a real estate investor from a traditional bank, even if the deal would happen, I'm surprised anything ever closes, to tell you the truth. I mean, my word. Yeah. What do they do with your W-2 that they asked for 4 times? I don't know.
I can't imagine.
But in this world of private money, as a real estate investor, here's what's absolutely beautiful. All of my deals or offers that I make to sellers, I let them know that we can close in 7 days.
Wow.
7 days. Wow. And that works even if the money is coming from a retirement account, self-directed IRA account. And here's the deal. As a result of being able to close so quickly, I mean, I get my promissory note and my mortgage documentation prepared by my real estate attorney, which, by the way, mm-hmm. all of these closings take place with a real estate attorney to do all the closings. And so we make these offers. We can close in 7 days or less. As a result, we get more offers accepted because we can get the cash to the seller even quicker.
Right. So they know that they're going to have a deal when they do a deal with you, that it's not subject to whatever. Right.
Yeah, I don't have to go out and get a loan or get approved for a loan. And plus, a lot of my offers that I'll make to our sellers are that, hey, we can close in 7 days. We'll go ahead and get you your money. Now, yes, I'm probably going to hold back $500 or $1,000 to do a walkthrough, but I'll even let them live in the property for 30 to 60 days. Let them have their cash while they're looking for another place to move. So, you know, money today versus money tomorrow gets more deals closed.
Sure. Hey, that sounds like an incredible thing. So if you're looking to find out more about this, you want to connect Jay on the internet with Jay on the internet. What do you do here? How do we find you, Jay?
Yeah, well, see, here's how you reach out to me. And in fact, I've got at least 2 free gifts. I might be able to throw another one up there. But go to jayconner.com, jayconner.com/LUTZ, Carrie's last name, Lutz. And you go to the website, and I'm going to give you some free gifts just for visiting. Number one, my new book called The New Masters of Real Estate, Getting Deals Done in the New Economy. And I also have a 60-minute audio recording that goes into the 5 steps as to how I raised $2,150,000 in less than 90 days when I got cut off from the banks. So that audio you can download. We'll mail it to you. The book, you'll have a choice. I got a hard copy book. We'll mail it to you, autographed if you like, or you can download it digitally, either one. So again, that's Jay Conner, JAYCONNER.com/ Lutz, all in lowercase, L-U-T-Z.
All right. Well, hey, Jay, we appreciate the gifts for all the members of the FSN community who contact you. That's a really kind gesture. And the system that you're working really sounds pretty amazing. So I would say everybody out there, if you have any interest in doing this, either from an investor standpoint or from a real estate investor standpoint, you might want to check this out. It sounds fairly safe, very safe investing. And Jay, I appreciate you coming on. If anybody's got a question for Jay or myself, send me an email, kl@kerrylutz.com. Our Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Our Twitter feed is @KerryLutz. Jay, wish you the best of luck. Sounds like you're doing amazing things.
Thank you so much, Kerry, for having me on. It's been a blast, and I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.